190. The First Ten Amendments. These defects seem to be so grave that patriots like Patrick Henry, R. H. Lee, Samuel Adams, and John Hancock could not bring themselves to vote for its adoption. Conventions of delegates were elected by the people of the several states to ratify or to reject the Constitution. The excitement was intense. It seemed as if the Constitution would not be adopted, but a way was found out of the difficulty. It was suggested that the conventions should consent to the adoption of the Constitution, but should, at the same time, propose amendments which would do away with many of these objections. This was done. The first Congress under the Constitution and the state legislatures adopted most of these amendments, and they became a part of the Constitution. There were 10 amendments in all, and they should be studied as carefully as the Constitution itself is studied. 191. The Constitution Adopted, 1787-88. In June 1788, New Hampshire and Virginia adopted the Constitution. They were the 9th and 10th states to take this action. The Constitution provided that it should go into effect when it should be adopted by 9 states. That is, of course, it should go into effect only between those states. Preparations were now made for the organization of the new government. But this took some time. Washington was unanimously elected president and was inaugurated in April 1789. By that time, North Carolina and Rhode Island were the only states which had not adopted the Constitution and come under the new roof, as it was called. In a year or two, they adopted it also, and the union of the 13 original states was complete.